Chapter 17, Elisha Called to Succeed Elijah. God had told Elijah to anoint another to be prophet in his stead, Elisha the son of Shaphat. In obedience to the command, Elijah went to find Elisha. As he journeyed northward, how changed was the scene from what it had been only a short time before. On every hand vegetation was springing up as if to redeem the time of drought and famine. Elisha's father was a wealthy farmer whose household had not bowed the knee to Baal. Theirs was a home where God was honored. In the quietude of country life, under the teaching of God and nature and the discipline of useful work, Elisha received training in habits of simplicity and of obedience to his parents and to God that helped to fit him for the high position he was afterward to occupy. The prophetic call came while he was plowing in the field. He had taken up the work that lay nearest. Of a quiet and gentle spirit, he was nevertheless energetic and steadfast. In humble toil he gained strength of character, constantly increasing in grace and knowledge. While cooperating with his father in home life duties, he was learning to cooperate with God. By faithfulness in little things, he was preparing for weightier trusts. Day by day he gained a fitness for a higher work. In learning to serve, he learned also how to instruct and lead. None can know God's purpose in his discipline, but all may be certain that faithfulness in little things is the evidence of fitness for greater responsibilities. Only he who in small duties proves himself a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, can be honored by God with higher service. Many feel that their lives are useless, that they are doing nothing for the advancement of God's kingdom. Because they can serve only in little things, they think themselves justified in doing nothing. In this they err. One may be in the active service of God while engaged in ordinary, everyday duties, felling trees, clearing the ground, or following the plow. The mother who trains her children for Christ is as truly working for God as is the minister in the pulpit. Many long for special talent with which to do a wonderful work, while duties close at hand are lost sight of. Let such ones take up the duties lying directly in their pathway. It is not splendid talents that enable us to render acceptable service, but the conscientious performance of daily duties, the contented spirit, the sincere interest in others. The commonest tasks, wrought with loving faithfulness, are beautiful in God's sight. As Elijah passed the field in which Elisha was plowing, he cast upon the young man's shoulders the mantle of consecration. During the famine, the family of Shaphat had become familiar with the work and mission of Elijah, and now the Spirit of God impressed Elisha that God had called him to be the successor of Elijah. And he left the oxen, and ran after Elijah, and said, "Let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee." "Go back again," was Elijah's answer. "For what have I done to thee?" This was not a repulse, but a test of faith. Elisha must count the cost, to accept or reject the call. If his desires clung to his home and its advantages, he was at liberty to remain there. But Elisha understood the meaning of the call, and he did not hesitate to obey. Not for any worldly advantage would he forego the opportunity of becoming God's messenger or sacrifice the privilege of association with his servant. He took a yoke of oxen, and slew them, and boiled their flesh with the instruments of the oxen, and gave unto the people, and they did eat. Then he arose, and went after Elijah, and ministered unto him. Without hesitation he left a home where he was beloved, to attend the prophet in his uncertain life.